This is Resonant Truth with Lisa Starr, and today on the Zolkin Count is called Blue Spectral Night. It is the 11th day of the Red Skywalker Wave Spell. The Wave Spell is 13 days, so clearly we're heading towards culmination, and we can know specifically that today is the day when the wave breaks. I'm extremely committed to the image of wave building and breaking to describe a wave spell, even though Jose Arguelles, when he came up with that term, wasn't being as literal. He was talking about how time is curved, is round, is a fractal, and in nature we can see these curves like the fern plant, that there are forces that build to an arc that ultimately breaks and curls in on itself besides water. I just grew up on this Pacific West Coast watching waves, and I love how children draw waves. When they draw the ocean with a big yellow smiling sun above it, they always make these simple arcs that move skyward towards the sun. At a certain point, bend over like a curlicued shark's fin. And they don't really crash or splay and froth. They just neatly curl, and then the next one begins. And so that is the image that I offer consistently when we're dealing with our own experience of moving through a 13-day arc, which is that we find ourselves moving against gravity to the peak, as high as we can go, from below sea level, from a swell that originates somewhere much closer to Earth within the water. It pushes past sea level, past gravity's resistance, for a while, and then it can't push any farther. And that moment is when all chaos takes over. And we thought we were focused, maybe heading straight for the sun or the outer cosmos. We were so bold, but we are pushed backwards, humbled to our knees, and the images of the wave spilling over on itself. And that's what today holds, the spectral energy, the dissolving of empowerment, the dissolving of the ascent, the dissolving of all of this focus and goal-oriented intention. We're liberated when we're freed from such kind of a controlled mindset and goal, and we're liberating what we did achieve over the last 10 days. We're liberating it to be shared by others. And in the liberation of what we share, we're going to receive what others are being liberated to share in turn. And so the spectral day has the first part of this deep community building that is how we conclude our 13-day arcs. 10 is the sacred number of amassing in our culture. It's peak perfection. But in this count, we have 3 days after that climax to really examine life's aftermath. You know, when the show is over, what happens? Well, we clean it up and put it away. And that is a really vigorous, vital part of being alive, the aftermath. And there's a lot of unwinding when a wave breaks that reminds me of positive tension release. When we build focused intention to manifestation, it feels great to not have that focus anymore. It feels like, woohoo, I'm free. And that's what a wave looks like breaking. And that's what a spectral day feels like unfurling as we now have it today. It's blue spectral night. It's 10 days opposite the red Skywalker we began with. It is our right ring finger today. We began on our left ring finger. So the spectral day is always opposite in terms of our fingers and toes holding the archetypes of this 20-day cycle through everything we love, red, white, blue, yellow. So blue night is opposite and balancing to red Skywalker. Blue night is the night dream. Red Skywalker is essentially the daydream. It's day tripping. Blue night is when we lay still in our bodies, in our beds, in our shelters, in our homes, and our soul eternal rises, almost like a ghost you see in cartoons, out of the body and into the sky for an adventure in the dream time. Blue night is then the intuition that we have in the daytime that's really an extension of night dreaming as well. that when we celebrate Blue Night in the day, as we will right now, we can feel ourselves really attuned to this landscape of mystery that dreams belie. We can notice that we can sense things with knowing, with an inner knowing, and that creates magic. The word abundance also lives today. So if you've been haunted by scarcity, today is supposed to deliver what you need to feel full, to feel whole, to feel sheltered. So it originally was a celebration of the shelter that was the abundance. You know, if you can have a place to live, man, you have the freedom to rest deeply at night and be liberated into an alternate reality, etherically. And we are impoverished without that rest. So now today, feel what will liberate you to feel more rested and whole. What abundance will create that for you? There's more to read at resonanttruth.com. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.